third and final hour. It's a big hour, too. Welcome back. I am Jim Rome. Nice to have you in the jungle. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. By Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. It's big hour because it is the final hour of Keith Arnold's jungle career. Batman leaves us after this hour. A sit-down with him coming up next segment. If you have any thoughts for him, you better get him in right now. Toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. Want to get to my next guest. He called right on time. In fact, he called before time. He was early. He's on it. He's a wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 36 receptions, 253 yards. He had a receiving touchdown last year. More than 850 yards as a returner last season. He was a two-time All-American. He was an All-ACC-er in North Carolina. He was the 133rd pick in the 2017 draft. The Steelers open up at New England on September 8th, 8:20 p.m. Eastern. If you want to make a note of that, Ryan Switzer is my guest. Ryan, good to have you back on the show. How are you?
Jim, what's up, man?
What's up? Good, man. How you doing?
Can't complain. Just enjoying this off season, getting ready for OTAs, man. It's been good.
Good, good. Lots I want to get caught up with you about, so let me start right here. Why don't we start first with what it's like to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, because you came over to Pittsburgh last year in a preseason trade, and now that you've got a season under your belt, what's it like throwing on the black and gold and playing in that town?
Yeah, it's honestly been a crazy journey these first 2 years, but to end up, you know, I grew up in Charleston, West Virginia. It's just like 3.5 hours down the road. So to kind of end up in Pittsburgh, a team that, you know, I followed when I was younger and saw some games at Heinz Field, and being a city where I'm so familiar with, it's kind of crazy. But, you know, having that year under my belt here just to kind of process everything, I love it here. I mean, I love Pittsburgh. It's kind of similar to the hometown I grew up. Organization's been great. So I've definitely enjoyed my first year.
Ryan Switzer joining us. Now, Ryan, when you talk about it being kind of a crazy journey, I think what you're talking about is when you arrived in Pittsburgh last year, that was the second time in five months that you had been traded. Look, you know it's a business. You understand that. But what's it like to go through something like that?
Yeah, it was certainly something I didn't expect to happen, you know, being drafted, you know, in the fairly early rounds to Dallas. I figured, you know, I'd at least finish my first contract there. And then to be hit with an unexpected trade just a year later, going to Oakland, moving all the way out there to West Coast with my wife, and then, you know, 4 months later having to be back over here on the East Coast. It was just a lot of unfamiliarity, a lot of uncertainty, not really knowing what was going on and what was really the reasoning behind all of it. But I think ultimately, you know, I landed in a spot where they had a need for me and a want for me. And, you know, I enjoyed being back on the East Coast, back, you know, close to home. So I think I finally found, you know, some stable footing.
Yeah, to me, Ryan, that's a really honest and candid response, which I appreciate and I respect. Let me ask you one just quick follow-up, because you and I spoke nearly 3 years ago when you were killing it in North Carolina, and then, as you point out, you were drafted by the Cowboys, and you actually made the all-rookie team in 2017, but then mm-hmm. you get traded a couple of times. Did your confidence take any kind of a hit, or did you know deep down, look, I know I belong here and I know I can play at a high level?
No, I forgot entirely that I belonged in the NFL. You know, to say that I really had any type of confidence left is an overstatement, I think. Yeah, the two trades were really rough on me. Like I said, just the uncertainty of everything that was going on and you know, it being so out of my control. It was really the first time in my life that something, you know, like that was out of my control, and I couldn't really do anything about it. So I didn't know what to expect, man, and I didn't know, you know, how much longer, you know, just being a year into the NFL is crazy. I didn't know how much longer I had just because of the way things had been shaping up, you know, that past 6 months. But, you know, 365 days later, it's really crazy how everything changes in a year, and, you know, how you can go from being, you know, at the bottom of your thinking to the top of it is pretty remarkable.
Ryan Switzer joining us. Again, I really respect that response. And then you go from a situation where the coaches had stopped talking to you to your first week in Pittsburgh, and Mike Tomlin pulls you aside and says, look, you're not just a return man. You're more than that to us. What did that mean to hear that from him at that time?
Oh, I mean, that first week was incredible, man. Just the camaraderie and the well wishes that I got from teammates, from guys I didn't know. And then, you know, like you said, that conversation with Coach T, you know, him going out of his way and just casually being like, make sure you're on your game. Like, make sure you know your stuff. You're going to be in there against Cleveland, who was our first game. I got there like a week before that game. And, you know, for him to say, you know, I better be on my P's and Q's with this playbook because he's going to throw me in there was definitely a confidence booster, just because, you know, I didn't really know where I stood when I got to Pittsburgh in terms of my role. I didn't ask too many questions. I was just happy that I found a home. You know, and then as the season progressed, my role constantly expanded as the coaches, as Ben, as the offense learned more about me and what I could do. And, you know, ultimately I found my spot. I had a pretty decent role for a guy who showed up a week before the season. And, you know, now I get a whole offseason to prove my worth even more so.
You bet. Pittsburgh Steeler Ryan Switzer is my guest, and it wasn't just the coach. Ben Roethlisberger also reached out to you pretty quickly. What do you remember about that, and what did that tell you about how much they wanted you that Ben was reaching out to?
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I met Ben. I was like a kid at a candy shop, man. I was just, you know, nervous. I had watched Ben growing up when I was a kid, so to actually – not only get to meet him, but to be on the same team as a teammate was awesome. And, you know, like you said, he went out of his way to, you know, I'm not saying he took me under his wing or anything, but he definitely made my situation more comfortable for me. You know, he took time out to make sure him and I were on the same page. And then as the season grew, like I said, and we became around each other more often, you know, as the mistakes that I made, we were able to correct. We just kind of, he gained trust in me. I kind of learned what he was expecting from me. I learned what he wanted from me. And it ultimately helped, you know, our relationship and our football relationship grow. And, you know, I just think there's so much more we can tap into, so much more potential, you know, from him and I that I'm looking forward to this season.
We're talking to Ryan Switzer. You know, Ryan, when you look at it, going into last season, you had a total of 6 receptions for 41 yards. Then you go there and you put up 36 receptions for 250 yards. And as you point out, and I pointed out, you got there right before the season. You did all that arriving just before the start of the year. Now you've had a full season with the Steelers, and you've got a chance to go through all the offseason workouts. How excited are you for this season, and what are your expectations?
Oh, man, I'm super excited to get going. I was in Charlotte training, and, you know, as soon as I got back to Pittsburgh in April, man, it was just incredibly warming to be back. And like you said, I get a whole offseason now. This will be my first time, you know, in my NFL career going into my third season that I'm going into a season back-to-back with teams. So I know the system inside and out now. I think I've created some great relationships on the team. I think the team knows me. They know who I am as a person, which I think is big for your on the field relationship. So I think now it's a fair game for me and for everyone else to kind of judge my game and see what kind of NFL player I can be.
Hey Ryan, let me ask you a couple of really quick things before you go off the field. Last week you spent some time at the UMPC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. It wasn't just a visit. You were there for the Children's Hospital prom. You got your face painted. You did your thing on the dance floor. What was that experience like for you, and what did you take away from it?
Oh, you know what, Jim? It was something I don't remember for a long time. I've been going over there, you know, it's about 15 minutes for me. I've been going over there, try to make it every Friday since we started doing that the catch-a-thon where we were raising money for the Children's Hospital in December. So it's been great, and that experience was awesome, just to see the smile on the kids' faces, the children who were, you know, not fortunate enough to be able to go to prom, to see something like that, an event held like that, was really special. And, like I said, I'll remember for a long time, and I'm sure those kids will too.
Good for you. Well done. Listen, when you and I spoke also back in 2016, if my memory serves, and I think I'm right, we talked about how hyped you were about a new vacuum cleaner. Earlier this month, you tweeted, "Do those Roombas really work?" My man, are you leaving traditional vacuum cleaner nation for the Roomba? Have you made up your mind yet?
Listen, man, I am. Two dogs have kind of shifted my thinking, very much so. I mean, the Shark that we spoke about has been fantastic. It's worked for my wife and I for the last, you know, 3-4 years. And we're not going to retire her completely, but walking around after you vacuum a day later, 24 hours later, and seeing dog hair is really upsetting. So hopefully this robot can get the job done without causing me too much stress.
Bro, that is really upsetting. That upsets me too. I see it working. Listen, John Wick Chapter 3 goes nationwide today. I'm pretty sure I already know the answer to this, but have you seen it? And how was it? Because I haven't seen it yet, and I want to see it. What do you think?
Dude, John Wick is a badass dude, man. It was a fantastic movie. Great. Obviously, the action was great. We went and saw a premiere of it a couple weeks ago, but it's definitely worth to see. I actually just got trying to get the new John Wick skin on Fortnite, man, so I'm all in on Big John.
Man, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm all in on Big John, too. Wick is great. Wick is awesome. I'm really hyped to hear that. Ryan Switzer landing in Pittsburgh, coming off a big year and expecting even a bigger year this coming year. My man, so good to get caught up, Ryan. I appreciate you. I appreciate that conversation. Let's make sure we do it again soon.
Yeah, Jim. Thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon, bro.
You got it. That was fun. Good job, Ryan. Ryan Switzer, that's a really honest response. A really good interview, and I'm not surprised at all. Good to have him back. 1-800-636. Whoa, looky here. I don't know if it took Batman retiring, but look who's back. Finally, we've been talking about this guy. Here he is. Now, before I get too excited about this, I don't know what he's going to do, but let's find out. Mikey De La Creme. I mentioned very quickly that this is Keith Arnold's final day, and it's brought out some of the biggest heavies. Chael is leaving. Rex in Albuquerque called. Matt in Vancouver called. Dan in Denver called. Jeff in Southfield called. Mark in Boston called. Gino in San Antonio called. Bodie in Pearland called. Rick in Buffalo emailed. Mike in Indy is in. Mikey, what's up?
Hey, not much, Romy. Man, everyone keeps saying they're going to miss Keith Arnold. What exactly are you guys going to miss? This guy's shown zero effort and no talent, unless you call having pepperoni nipples a talent. How wickedly talented of you, Arnold. I also like how he has a computer in front of him like he's actually doing work. What, a pair of reading glasses? Didn't want any of that fake hustle? And Rome, you know I'm the last one to ever steal the spotlight from anyone else, but I have a major announcement to make regarding the smack-off. Jungle retirement has gone well for me, but I'm willing to come back under one condition. They say you can't buy fame, but that's not true. I'm selling the opportunity to be my tandem partner in the 25th annual Smack Off Championship, and the reserve is set at $5,001. I may take the first legit offer if you give me a good reason to do so, or I may wait around for better offers, but email me at themikeandindy@gmail.com with your offer and why I should pick you. Don't waste my time with any fake offers. This is actually a really good value for the guy or girl who has the cash to make this happen. To forever be a part of radio history in the biggest event of the biggest show in radio history, and it's the 25th anniversary, and Jim might shut this thing down after this year. Maybe it'll be a wealthy clone like Homie in Newport Beach, actually on CDM. $5,001 is walk-around cash for Homie. Or maybe a bunch of clones will do a GoFundMe for a scrub like Parody Larry. Or Josh in Detroit, could you imagine? If I can win a smack-off with Chael as my partner, I can win one with Josh in Detroit. Now, some people would say this is a pure cash grab, and it's definitely that. But if I get a qualified offer, I'm in it to win it. Think about it, clones. How much would you pay to be in the locker room and get some scrub minutes on one of Michael Jordan's championship teams? $5,001 is actually a tremendous deal, so get in here before I raise that reserve to $10,000. War Mike and Indy getting that bread, and I'm out.
Man, that is so good to hear that guy. Mike in Indy, good job. I see him working. You know what he's doing, right? Once he gets his $5,000 one reserve, should he win the event, he's going to have 10 grr. And if he doesn't win the event, he still wins the event with his $5,000 and one if he can get the 5001 from somebody or a GoFundMe. It's actually brilliant. He said, if I can win this thing with Chael, I can win it with Josh in Detroit. Mikey De La Creme. Now, what if he doesn't get anything? What if he doesn't get that reserve? What if he doesn't get that reserve and it's just him? Is he going to show up without the reserve? I don't know. That's just Mike being Mike. It's good to hear his voice, though. It took Chael leaving. He's like, what? A pair of glasses? Didn't want any of that fake hustle, Chael? Man, Chael. It's unbelievable the content that Chael's departure has created. Anybody else want to say goodbye to Keith Arnold? He's now down to his last 45 minutes. Holy crap. Would you look at screen number three right now? 1-800-636-8686. Still ahead. Next segment, in fact, the sit-down, the long-awaited sit-down, the farewell Q&A with Keith Arnold. Also, Albie's Week to Was, bomb of the hour. If there's something you want to say to Keith, call now, tweet now, email now. He is moving on. Hey, Garrett, don't try to move into his office. Finding it tougher and tougher to get to the grocery store? Then let Walmart do it for you. You make your list, you set a time for free pickup or delivery, and then you go about your day. Walmart associates will pick the best items for you, including fresh produce. They'll get it ready. It's quick, it's easy, it's convenient, and satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Just download the Walmart grocery app and get started. Use my code, WOWFRESH, and get $10 off that first order. It's just a minimum $50 purchase. It does not expire until December 31st, 2019. A small fee does apply. Download the Walmart grocery app. Use my code WOWFRESH.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
This segment is sponsored by Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Separate business from personal and feel more professional in your customer interactions with the Grasshopper Business Phone Solution. Better small business communication starts with Grasshopper. Try it for free at grasshopper.com. It's time. It is time. As I mentioned, Keith Arnold's departure, and today's his final day, has brought out some of the biggest names in the history of the program. An impromptu roast broke out. I've already ran down those names. Now it's time for my thoughts, because today is, in fact, the day. Batman is officially ripping off the cape. Chael Jr. leaving the control room octagon, the XR4 Ti, losing a wheel. Today is Keith Arnold's final program. He is down to his last half hour in the jungle. Now, honestly, y'all have had your fun, but Keith has been a valued member of this crew for nearly 3 years. In fact, he started working here almost exactly a month before Hawk did. And he's a big part of what we do around here, regardless of what Mike and Indy said in the last segment. Regardless of what you've all said today, both on the phones and on Twitter. I mean, generally, perception is reality. I understand that, but not in this case. Let the true record reflect that Keith Arnold was always ringing that bell at 5 a.m. We go on the air at 9 a.m. He rings that bell every single morning without fail at 5 a.m. And putting in the kind of hours that, frankly, not a lot of you can. Most of you cannot. He is one of us. He's been in here every single day. Every single day. In fact, my time with Keith goes back to my daily TV show on CBS Sports Network before he got to the jungle. That's how I know Keith. That's why I brought him in. He worked on that daily show. He did great work on that show. So to me, I'm losing both a great dude and a great employee. To you, you're losing a, quote, sandwich bitch who looks like a Chael Sonnen impersonator. See, that's always the interesting part about working in the jungle. Exactly what is your legacy going to be when you leave? Inevitably, everybody leaves, except Alvy and the flight deck. I mean, literally everybody in my life on this show has left, except Alvy and the flight deck. So what's your legacy going to be? Is it, for instance, a commercial for a shaving razor and an episode of Blind Date? That's Jay Stu. Is it wrecking a bathroom while house hunting and getting blasted at Wrigley Field? KB. Is it seat filling at the Oscars and not doing a hell of a lot else? That's Dallas Huff. Is it looking like Ross from Friends and quitting after like 7 months to go push paper at Alhambra City Hall? That was Robert Dasmati. So for Keith, what's it going to be? Being a dead ringer for Chael Sonnen, which is why I often refer to him as Chael Jr.? Is it for his ridiculously bleached white chompers? Or that disgusting red plastic diner cup that he used every single day and never seemingly ever washed? Was it going and picking up McCracky's breakfast for the crew on more than one occasion? Was it being glossed pepperoni nipples by an emailer who said he looked like Val Kilmer in an ill-fitting Batman suit? Was it any of those things? Was it all of those things? Was it something else? I don't really know. But I got to bring him on in. Keith, come on in for your exit interview. Bring it on in here so we can talk about it on your way out. He's Batman.
I'm Batman.
He's here. My man.
Hey, Elvis,
what's today? Yeah, it's on. You're ready to roll. So what has today been like?
It's fun. I would have quit a long time ago. I knew everyone's going to be so nice. I mean, all these legends just ripping me. It's great.
All right. So for the first time in 3 years on this grind, you get up, your alarm clock goes off at 3:45. It's the first time because it's the last time. How did that feel?
No joke. I screen grabbed it. I rolled out. My kid was sleeping next to me. I had like no shot. I always have to kind of ninja out of the room. Hey, Hawk, what's up? And it was just like, it was weird. I gotta admit, this is like the weirdest week ever. It's just, it doesn't feel real. It's like you do this job and you kind of just get into that rhythm of Monday to Friday, get to the weekend. You know, you know what day you get this kind of coffee. You kind of just try to make a rhythm out of it and then it's over. So we'll see.
Oh, it's real, bro. We're changing the locks the second you're out of here. It's real. It's real. All right. So did you make your trademark McDonald's breakfast run this morning?
So I hit the 2 for $4. Got one for Hawk, and then got the hash browns, thought I'd spice it up. You know, thank you, Adam, for all the terrible takes and all the things you say on the mic that sound stupid. And then the hash browns are more expensive than the sandwiches, so it was a tough morning, but I went back on the golf course.
All right, Keith Arnold is joining us, and that's part of the thing. You and Hawk play a lot of golf. I want to say this, though. You also, and this gets lost in the fact that Hawk ran that L.A. Marathon. It's always been about Hawk. Hawk ran the marathon. Hawk finished in 6 hours and 18 minutes. You crushed it. You finished well ahead of him. What was your time?
About 2 hours ahead of him, not counting or anything. It was like 4:23 or 4:27, and I was actually pissed. I literally thought I was going to die at about mile 22, and then all I could think about was just beating Adam. And it was great. And then to see that guy shuffle through and the videos and to see the victory lap he's taken, it really has been fun to just beat somebody that badly.
You crushed him. I was proud of both you guys, though, for running and finishing it. Keith Arnold is joining me in studio. It is his final day. He's down to his last couple of segments here. Now, last time I did an on-air interview, it was with Dallas Huff, and we discovered that he named his dog after a character on the show, The OC. We already knew that Hawk named his cat after Ken Griffey Jr. You had them both beat. You went a step further. You named your son after the movie Top Gun. Is this true?
His name's not Top Gun, but his name is Maverick. And it's kind of true. My wife would hate that we talked about this on air. I think she's still coming around to Maverick as a name. But yeah, dude, Tom Cruise is the man. How are you not going to respect that?
That's right.
I love Tom Cruise. The thing is, I could see where you might do that, but how did you convince her to go along with that?
So I legitimately told her it wasn't about Top Gun, which might have been a lie. And then I had her.
She's an attorney. She's really smart.
She's much smarter.
She didn't buy that, did she?
No. I think it was probably the drugs after giving birth. But we had, you know, it's a cool name. We always struggle. Our daughter has a cool name. She's just Riley, so it's not like Charlie or something like that. But yeah, it was just we tried to have a boy for a while. We tried to have a kid for a while, and it was like this dude was awesome. So He's Maverick.
He's Maverick.
Yeah.
All right, then. Now, I mentioned you spent 3 years in the jungle, and you were one of the guys that really got into the culture of the entire thing, not just how we work, but the actual show. You interacted with the clones. You made it a point to school up on the old references before your time here. What's been your favorite part of the last 3 years?
I mean, just the fact that I was a clone. So, like, I can vividly remember sitting in the car listening to Becca at the Spelling Bee and you screaming loser, and I literally still laugh about that moment and the fact that, you know, I'm sitting behind the glass, you know, laughing at similar jokes or, you know, roasting Bruce Willis. You know, that's not a lot of people can do that for a day job, and that I never took that for granted. And it's like, yeah, the culture is, I mean, I am the culture, so it's not hard.
Keith Arnold is joining us in studio. He's getting ready to move on to the next thing. He worked here for 3 years, always had an amazing attitude with it, always showed up early, first one in, and always really represented the brand very, very well. Now, your three glosses, Batman, Pepperoni Nips, Chael Jr., which was your least favorite of the three?
Oh, the Nips thing, dude. That kills me. And it's like, the more you think about it, you're just like, God, it just, because I don't even have big nipples. Like, let's be real. It has nothing to do with, I can't remember who it was, but it was like, it was a Val Kilmer bat. And I think it was George Clooney's Batman, too, which makes it even worse. So it's like, a dumb clone gives you a dumb gloss, and then the dumber it is, it just sticks. So I just kind of had to embrace it.
A dumb clone gives you a dumb gloss, and the dumber it is, the more it sticks. All right, going back to golf, I know you and Hawk hit the track together quite a bit. Over the past 3 years, I also know that you're a better stick and a better athlete. You took a lot of money off of him.
True.
As it stands today, how much jack have you lifted off of Hawk?
I'm approaching a comma, so I'm almost at 3 zeros. Elvie's actually gotten in on this. I don't know if Adam knows this. He's bought into my syndicate. So
he
kind of backstops me. So if I ever do lose, I don't think I've actually given Adam any money, but our Venmo account history is very sketchy. But if I ever do lose, Elvie covers it, and then I bring in donuts when I win.
There you go. Now, you're a noted Tiger Honk as well. You and Hawk have a bromance over this. Every day I walk past your office, I look at those three stupid Tiger bobbleheads on the front of your desk. Your dude is not having a real good go of it this week, but he did win the Masters last month. Since this is your last day, because it is your last day, I'm going to actually give you the floor for this one. What did that Masters mean to you, Honk?
That was a terribly emotional day. I mean, it was weird because I went in knowing that I'm like, God, this is awesome. And then I knew, you know, you thought it was the opposite of awesome. So there's these like conflicting battles, but I don't know, to watch him get rubbed in it by Brooks today and yesterday was tough. But I feel like my wife was looking at me like I was just a loser. I'm like, just give me this moment. I've been following this guy since whatever, 97. And, you know, stuck with him after he put the car in the fire hydrant and took the 9-iron in the mouth, all the, you know, all the terrible women and the Perkins waitresses. So it felt good. I mean, it's a redemption.
You mean all those terrible decisions he made himself and all those situations he put himself in?
Ben Hogan never had sex with a Perkins waitress. Everyone talks about the bus that hit him, but not about the Perkins waitresses.
Right, I guess. Yeah, that. All right, listen, in all seriousness, Pep Nips, a.k.a. Keith, great job these 3 years. As I mentioned, and I said this to you privately, and I want to say it on the air, you came to work with a smile on your face every single day. It's got nothing to do with the perfect white chiclets. It's all about attitude. It's not easy to come to work, to get up at 3:45 every single morning, to be here at 5 a.m. every single morning, to grind this thing out, to have a good attitude, to be happy to be here, to make the chemistry better, to contribute in a positive manner and do quality work, and to embrace the brand, embrace the guy you work for, say the right things, do the right things. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Keith, you did a hell of a job, and this is not an easy job, and I really do appreciate you.
Thank you for saying that. I love the brand. I always will. And get ready for some terrible calls that'll get run by Elvie. So I'm coming.
There it is. Really quickly on the way out the door, Drew in West LA is in on Twitter. Will you be adding a 1,000-watt light to make up for the loss of Teeth Arnold's illuminating chiclets? That's for you.
Thanks, Drew.
Oh, and look at this guy. Look who's here. Hey, have I got the loser bed for this? Even Hawk doesn't know about that. Eric in Falls Church. Dear Jim, I was told that some guy named Keith Arnold is leaving the show. Keith, I may be the ultimate jungle loser, but today, Keith, you are the jungle loser for leaving the greatest sports talk show in the history of radio. I'm sure Rome is going to celebrate your next gig and act like you're going on to, quote, bigger and better things just to make you feel better. But Keith, you are like that kid at high school graduation who is going to 13th grade, and we all pretend like you have a bright future. Bump the Beck today in honor of Keith. Eric in Falls Church. Does that make you feel better?
Can't disagree with anything you said.
Eric in Falls Church. That's old school. Hawk, do you even know that guy?
Elvie told him.
Okay, that's why he said bump the Beck today in honor of Keith. All right, so last chance. We are into our last segment. Again, I want to thank Keith Arnold, who did an amazing job in his 3 years here. If you have anything to say to him, hit me on Twitter, hit him on Twitter, get on the phone. We have one last segment. We are coming right back. Time now for your bottom of the hour sports update. Here it is. ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alvy has an extremely long week that was, meaning we had an amazing week. Alvy, give it to me. Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Lots to get to today. Let me lay the show out. Let's get right at it. Let me start first by asking you, how was your weekend? Mother's Day,
your mom.
NBA, NHL, MMA. Lots to get done, right? I still can't get beyond what went down in Toronto yesterday.
Yeah! Is this the dagger?
That bounce, though. I mean, honestly, absolutely insane. And that is something for all of you who doubted Kawhi. The list of active NBA players who have scored 40 or more in a Game 7. Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and nobody else. Ben Golver joining us. All right, Ben, what about Philadelphia?
Now, I wouldn't be surprised at all if they do whatever they can to keep Jimmy Butler and then just keep this thing going.
I would. That's how I'd handle that.
Barracuda. My uncle had Magic.
My dentist had Smush Parker.
My brother had Kobe.
My apartment manager had Devin George.
I have LeBron.
My chiropractor had Mark Madsen.
Yeah. I want rings.
Nebraska head football coach Scott Frost is my guest.
Scott Frost. Dad.
We got it back on the right railroad tracks, and we're covering some ground here. The people of Nebraska are its best asset.
You got no shot, Webb. Maybe you should just bring your mom on again this year, fat boy. And she can apologize for being such a failure as a parent.
Going to labor with your take on how John...
Hey, John.
How John, in contrast, Beeline is all this.
Jim, you can officially count me in for the snack off, okay? Midwest Mafia, I'm taking all you clowns down. Rack me, Jim, I'll be there.
My guest is a mathematician, a two-time first-team All-Big Ten player at Penn State, a doctoral candidate. John Urschel is my guest.
When I came out, people were concerned because I had this other thing I was very good at and very passionate about. It's fair, you know, teams are investing millions and millions of dollars into.
Do you know how easy this is for me?
Today is Tuesday. But if we're being real about this, what today really is Zion Day. Win the draft lottery tonight, and you should raise a banner in the rafters at MSG. You know, right next to that Billy Joel banner.
Email.
Zion goes to the Knicks. I'll bet he'll have a heart attack. Bill J. If I were Billy, I'd be more focused on keeping that Cadillac on the road and not in someone's living room. Dan Wojcicki is my guest.
So we wanted to get a female golden doodle, and obviously Bea Arthur, tremendous golden girl. They were all out of girls, and now we've got a male dog named Bea Arthur.
I used to exercise for big games against the Red Sox.
Or you used to exercise with a fertility clinic and a half a rack of human growth hormone coursing through your veins. Deontay, good to have you back. How are you?
Well, just like any fly, you're ready to crush them and kill them, you know? I wish I would have had my electric fly swatter. That would have been an easier kill.
I do declare you ain't squat, Mike.
Yes, Mark, because you're having so much more sex than I am. When the date comes that I can finally slide into home plate, at least I won't sing the same song as you do in the shower the next morning.
We all love the Red Sox.
But Caleb always loves his tube sock.
The chorus of that song is not "We all love the tube socks." Michael McCann, that video of Bob Kraft still eventually drops.
We have no idea how many files exist that are copies of what took place. So if it goes online, it stays online.
Certainly Zion is Zion and no longer on TV. Just
on
like
TV,
Leave It to Beaver.
Jim,
I'm like the nerdy chick in every 80s movie. So let me take off my thick frame glasses, let my hair down, so you can see I'm the smoke show you're in love with the entire time. I'm right here, buddy.
Geeks, man, stop making demands or suggestions or requests and just push away from the table, bro.
Bro, you shouldn't be demanding anything other than diet soda and lipo.
Come on, I promise I won't fight. Yeah, I'll go from the hot tub all night. Fat bottom beat, you make that fat alarm go off.
Bango! Bango! That's what I thought, Fat Nat. Hey, Tootie, put down that 32-ounce bottle of Coke. Hey, Blair, today's weigh-in day. Get up on that thing. Damn, Mrs. Garrett, get off me. Ariel Helwani is my guest.
And Jim, remember, basketball is back in New York City. When they win the championship in the next 5 years, play this clip. You'll say that I was right.
Hans Gruber. Where is the cowboy?
Mr. Cowboy.
Henchman.
Stuck in the air vent.
The end.
Saying Smackoff 25 is Brad versus the field. Dude, unless your nickname for me is The Field, I assume you're referencing his white trash backyard.
Today is Batman's last day.
We're going to miss you, Keith, about as much as a scorching case of herpes.
Good luck with one of the worst decisions of your life, an unwore hawk forcing Rome and the crew to sign a card for you on the way out the door.
Keith Arnold was the tonsil. We can all see him, but we're not really sure what he does or why he's there.
And like Keith, I am talented enough to push a print button and carry a piece of paper from one room to another.
That time he moved one seat over behind flight deck and then he awkwardly smiled at the camera.
Oh, dude, wait a minute. I thought Alvy was leaving. Who's leaving?
Keith Arnold or Arnold Keith or no wonder some bitches leave.
I also like how he has a computer in front of him like he's actually doing work. What, a pair of reading glasses? Didn't want any of that fake hustle?
Which was your least favorite of the three?
Oh, the nips thing, dude. That kills me because I don't even have big nipples.
Gimmicky little snitch.
Yeah. Man, always great to be on. Good luck.
I see fat people.
You have no idea how much your support means for hockey.
Provasic.
And I'm loving every minute of it.
Warn me.
It's a trap.
I think it's over.
I love the brand. I was Will.
Good night now.
Man, you can always tell what a good week it is when you listen back to Alvy's week that was. That's an amazing week. Let's quickly get to a phone call before I wrap this. Let's go to Jeff in SoCal. He's working hard to get that golden ticket. Jeff, how are you?
Well, you live. From getting left back in the fourth grade to filing for bankruptcy for the fourth time, from getting picked up for possession in Pomona to getting popped for prostitution in Pittsburgh, your boy Matt in L.A. is out here embarrassing the jungle. But I guess we got to give Matt props, Romy. Seems like the other golden ticket holders are awfully quiet. I think Cal realized that Keith Arnold's nipples have a better chance of getting on the air come Smackoff Day than he does. Hey, Jim, off the board to end the week. Alyssa Milano has launched hashtag sex strike to protest legislation. Hashtag sex strike, or what Caleb in Green Bay calls the last 35 years. Jim, in 1997, you issued a $3,000 bounty on Gordie Howe's head when he was making a comeback. So now, 22 years later, I'm issuing a second bounty in the history of the jungle, a $3,000 bounty on Caleb's virginity. Jim, with my golden ticket today and 5K in winnings on Smackoff Day, I think we can make this happen. So send that G ticket over, my man. Out.
Jeff in SoCal. You know what, bro? You got it. Give it to him. That doesn't mean you will have it 35 days from now. And if you do have it 35 days from now, it does not mean you're going to get on the air that day. But right now, Jeff, you have a golden ticket. I'm in a good mood. Had a great week. Had a great day. You have a golden ticket. Huge call brought to you by Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Separate your business from your personal. Feel more professional in your customer interactions with the Grasshopper business phone solution. Better small business communication starts with Grasshopper. Try it for free at grasshopper.com. My thanks to Rex Hoggard, Mark Stein, Ryan Switzer, my man Keith Arnold. 3 great years here in the jungle. Best of luck. Do not be a stranger. You are welcome here anytime. The XR4TI. Everybody have a great weekend, and we are back at it on Monday. See you then. Thanks for listening and watching. We're out.